The voice of reason. The voice of common sense. America's voice is Steve Gruber.
Sometimes people don't like it when I tell you the truth, but I will tell you the truth. And that is that background checks for all private sales on firearms are coming. We'll see where that goes. Hopefully, it will not include loaning somebody a firearm. If you want to loan somebody a firearm for the purposes of hunting or if they're in a bad situation, you need to defend themselves, something of that nature. But that could be included. I'm telling you, it's coming. You don't have to like it. You can be mad at me. You can attack the messenger because you don't like the message. I believe it's coming. My next guest will weigh in on it and see what she thinks. Emily Taylor, independent program attorney with U.S. Law Shield. Emily, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me.
First of all, let's dispel a couple of myths and fantasies. There is no such thing as a gun show loophole. When you go to a gun show, almost exclusively, the people selling firearms there are already licensed gun dealers, which means by law, they're required to do background checks on any purchase you make of a firearm. So the idea that somehow people are going to gun shows and buying guns without a background check is not true. The second part is I believe that there will be an acceptance at some point here. If I sell a shotgun or whatever to my neighbor, a sheet will have to be filled out for that too in a background check run. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. There is for every sale from a dealer, and you know you're a dealer if you're engaged in the business of firearm sales, you have to do a background check, period, full stop. Doesn't matter if that happens at a gun show or not.
That's right.
And you know it really is. I think you're right. I think there's a very good chance that this is something that becomes law.
What do we have there, Alex? Seems like we've lost her a little bit. Can you bring that down? Still in my ear. All right. We're having a little technical difficulty there with Emily. We'll get her back up on the program here in a minute. Not sure. I think you've got an issue going on there, Alex. I'm going to have to shift out of that. Check New York. All right. Right, Emily, did we lose Emily in all of that? All right, so we have a little issue with the phone line here this morning. I'm just trying to sort it out. A technical issue. It's Friday. What do you want from me? I'm doing the best I can. But this idea that somehow the background checks won't get passed, I think you're going to be wrong about that. I don't think it will turn away the Trump supporters either. I'm not convinced that Trump supporters will be lost in this whole mix. Because at the end of the day, even if Donald Trump supports a background check measure in some fashion, yes, it will anger some Trump voters, but in the end, they'll realize if you vote for people like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, you will end up with tremendously more gun restrictions and regulations coming your way. In fact, if you listen to some of the Democrats, they'd like to come to your front door, knock on it, and take your guns away. That is their plan, and so don't dismiss the idea that these background checks are coming. Emily, welcome back. Sorry about that little technical issue. Good to have you back. But let's talk about background checks and the NICS system and whether or not you think it'll apply to private sales.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm worried that it's coming. You know, you mentioned the gun show loophole is a misnomer, and part of the word that really upsets me is loophole, because that makes it sound like there's something sneaky or underhanded going on. And people should remember that before 1998, there was no such thing as a federally mandated background check. And when we got a federally mandated background check, we got it from a Democratic-controlled House and Senate and a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, who signed into law, and they specifically exempted private sales for lots of reasons. Because it creates a de facto gun registry by keeping track of private sales. It's very difficult practically to enforce. And it really restricts the right of individuals to engage in commerce and to engage in private contract. And so I'm afraid you're right. I do think this is something that is likely coming our way, but it really disturbs me to think about the unintended consequences of a law like this.
Well, let's talk about that, because the vast majority of Americans agree with the idea of a background check for any sale of a firearm, even if it's to a neighbor. You've seen the numbers. I believe those to be true, that when it comes to a private sale, if the guy down the street wants to buy a shotgun from me, We have to at least fill out a sheet of paper and submit it for a background check to, you know, the local sheriff's department, wherever it goes. What are the unintended consequences? Because that's the concern to me as well. I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea that the guy down the street, you know, has to make sure, I have to make sure that he's not, you know, a felon, for example. And I have no way of knowing that by him showing me his driver's license and buying a shotgun from me. But what are the unintended consequences?
Yeah, well, I think what the most disturbing one is that what we've done, if we keep track of every private sale via background check, is we've created essentially a shadow gun registry. So the federal government is going to know exactly what you possess at any given moment, which maybe there are some people out there who say, fine, don't care. I'll let the federal government know what I have. But, you know, the people who think that need to bear in mind that that is only the first step to a government who wants to strip citizens of the Second Amendment right, knowing exactly what you have, knowing whose door to knock on to confiscate weapons. It's a slippery slope, and it starts right there with something that seems...
Right, and if you couple that with the red flag laws that are being proposed, then they say, well, you know, that Gruber, he's a little hot-tempered. He's a little, you know, that guy's unstable. The next thing you know, they're knocking on my door. Demanding guns. We've already seen that go sideways. Man was killed in Maryland a few months ago when police knocked on his door at like 5 in the morning demanding his guns. He met them at the door with a gun, and that was the end of him. And that's a problem. I'll quickly give you the last word, Emily.
Well, I would say that people need to be very cautious. I know that we're all, we want to see something done because these incidents are tragic and horrible. But, you know, keep in mind that we need to be very careful when we legislate, particularly when we legislate out of emotion.
There you go. Emily Taylor, U.S. Law Shield. Always a pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
There you have it. She's the independent program attorney with U.S. Law Shield. You can find out more at U.S. Law Shield online. Quick break as we head toward Congressman Tim Walberg and Congressman Jack Bergman. Big show still coming your way. Don't go anywhere.